I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. A Mission India church planter named Jabez was recently attacked by anti-Christian extremists during a worship service. When the police got involved, Jabez, his wife, son, and another church member were the ones thrown in jail. Unfortunately, a religiously motivated attack like this is not uncommon in India. But Eric Morrishead with Mission India says it hit close to home.
So we had our structure fight on behalf of Jabez, and ultimately we were able to get Jabez, his wife, his son, and the other church member released from jail. And so we had so many people praying. We posted this on Facebook. We had prayer partners internally just praying over this. So just to kind of see that culminate to the release of those four individuals, it's just an amazing testimony to what God can do.
Please pray encouragement for persecuted Indian believers. Conflict between Russia and Ukraine, which began in 2014, drags on today. Despite many attempts for peace, both sides continue shelling military and even civilian targets. The shelling leaves infrastructure in ruins and civilians in constant danger, but those who remain don't have the option to leave. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association reports from near the disputed area. He entered a severely damaged building and met a group of ladies holding a Bible study.
And then one by one, they told me of the despair and the difficulty of their life. But as they were all sitting there at the table, they were all smiling. And I said, well, the difficulty isn't matching your smiles. And they said, the smiles are the fact that in the midst of these difficulties, the church here ministered to us. We found a relationship with Jesus Christ.
And please pray for peace in the region. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.